Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace. Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not if we don't start talking, pal. Music can start, but if Molly and I don't talk, then nothing happens. We should see how this goes.
I'm nice. I do what the engineers say. Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. We're back. It's Monday on Make Me Smart Daily, and if you were smart, you'd do the same, because they make you sound good.
my goodness.
Yeah. We are here, as always, in our ongoing effort to make today make sense. Or at least some tiny part of today. At least we get to just whittle out, filter out, if you will, some of the things that will never make sense.
Yes, and you will get a glimpse into what's on my mind and Molly's mind, and part of it will bring you down, and then at the end we'll bring you up, and you know, then we'll go on about our merry way. If we do this right, I'm just saying.
If we do this right, that's the plan.
Yeah. You've got one, two, three. You've got three links in there, so I'm gonna just go. You go.
I have three links, and I have two stories. So two of the links are related. The first is really just a check-in on my ongoing prediction that as school starts to begin across the country in the rolling wave of time, that people are going to get more and more and more enraged about how much it super-duper does not work. And case in point today is a piece from that I actually missed that went by in The Atlantic on August 18th titled "Remote Learning is a Bad Joke" that I think was illustrated quite well this morning for millions of Americans when Zoom went down. Luckily, those of us here on the West Coast like pretty much got up out of bed as it was being repaired. Yep. So there were some like notes from schools being like, it's possible that we won't be able to have class, but we hope we can. My son was like, snow day. and it was the 2020 snow day situation is super weird. But it came back. But his comment was, because he is wise beyond his years, I mean, you have to admit, Mom, we all did put a lot of faith in like a pretty new company.
Oh, we totally did. Smart
but
kid.
But it shows you
smart kid.
Just how freaking fragile this freaking thing is.
It's so fragile.
I mean, even
adding to
you
overall fragility of, you know, psyches and mental status and all of that jazz, you got infrastructure fragility.
Yeah. And you have multiple layers of infrastructure, any of which could fail on any given day, up to and including like the USB port that didn't work on my son's computer today, so the webcam wouldn't, you know. Like, it's just not sustainable. And there was a great tweet. This lady was like, today's news cycle can be summed up in the 2020-est words ever. Zoom, virtual learning because of COVID-19. And four, plans not working.
Yeah. So the 13-year-old asked me this weekend when we thought she was going to be able to get back to school. And she was like, March maybe? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, sweet pie. And it's tough, right? She's like, I just want to go.
Yeah. Yep. I think people are starting to feel like they want to go lots of places. What I like about this tweet is that number three notes that it's virtual learning because of COVID-19. A thing that, as I mentioned on the show, has become the setting and not the story and needs to continue to be the story, because every day we're 4 to 6 weeks away from knocking this thing down. Every day.
Yep. Put on a mask.
Love to get started. I would love to get started.
Yeah. All y'all drop us a line. Let us know when we can start. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I sound very low energy today. You know why? I think it's because I am low energy. That's why.
Yeah. Whatever. You're a little bummed out.
Whatever. You had two items. Go ahead.
My second item is a thing we also have not made any progress on, and I just don't want to let go by, which is that Wisconsin police shot a black man in the back as he was getting into his car with his children.
Yep. Yep. Seven times.
I'm not watching the video because I agree with all the people on Twitter who are saying that violence against black people is not content.
Yeah.
But I also think that there is value and power in the fact that it happens on video. And I bring this up primarily because, much like the virus, we've made there have been protests every single day around this country since George Floyd was killed. And we do not have any meaningful police reform at the federal level or even conversations about it.
Right.
And I just couldn't let it go by.
And no, fair enough. Good to mark it.
And nor should NPR keep writing about it in the weird passive tense where they keep saying he was shot.
Oh, I know. Yep. Yeah.
There's a direct object there that you could employ.
Yep.
That's all. That's all I got.
All right. So mine's related to your first item, and it is this. It's from a study out of Hong Kong, the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal. A Hong Kong man who was initially infected with COVID-19 in April and made a full recovery was reinfected more than 4 months later after a trip abroad, researchers reported on Monday. Now, he was asymptomatic, probably because he had the immunity, but come on, man.
Yeah, the hits just keep on coming, don't they?
I just, you know, even after you get it, you're not necessarily immune. That's bananas. What are we going to, how are we going to,
Masks. Yeah. And new HEPA, like there's a whole bunch of things. But yes. Yeah, that was that's terrifying. That is not my favorite story.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
No. No.
You didn't get sick from it. So there's that.
No, that's true. Look, it's really good, right? I mean, no symptoms and all of that jazz. But still, he's got it floating around. And who knows if he could transmit it or shed the virus or all that stuff that we were hearing about in the beginning when people were asymptomatic, you know.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, yeah. Ugh. I mean, people have been saying that this is in keeping with other, quote, seasonal coronaviruses, that this is likely to be. Yeah. I mean, this is something that was to be expected, that this is likely to be a virus that is with us for a long time.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, it's not. Maybe next week we'll have Pick Me Up Monday. Today is a little less that, but should we pivot to smile time?
We should. I will tell you, might make me smile a little bit ranty too. So you know.
Oh, great.
Well, look. So
props
to Tony Wagner for finding this one and putting it in the Slack. And look, I don't know what the crossover is here between listeners to this podcast and Marketplace on the radio, but Marketplace listeners will know that I loathe and detest pumpkin spice. I think it's an abomination. And in point of fact, I had to drink one last year for fundraising purposes. And honest to God, I had a sip and I was barfy for the whole day. Now comes this pumpkin spice hard seltzer. Are you bleeping kidding me? It's absurd. It's ridiculous. I can't even. Why?
No.
Do we need this? We don't need this.
I sound
like Andy Rooney. I'm done.
I'm so done. With you. Like, this is a hard no on every level. Right. I'm not I am too old for hard seltzer. Generally speaking, like I'm just like I'm old enough to remember when it was Zima, but yeah, the idea
remember
right?
that
right uh-huh yeah. This is Zima, it's back, we see you. The idea that it also needs to be pumpkin spices, but it did at least lead to a lot of hilarity in our Slack today, and that was
worth it.
Yeah,
I don't know, got me going, you know what can I tell you? What can I tell you?
Mine's a little right, like bittersweet as well, because as you may have heard, although maybe not, because it's apparently just a local story an area the size of the Grand Canyon in California has burned. That East Coast media thing is real, guys. It is real.
Yeah.
An area the size of the Grand Canyon has burned in California.
Yeah.
Smoke from the California fires has reached Minnesota.
Is that right? Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Wow.
It's just making, they think they're going to get it on the East Coast. They will have smoke from these fires on the East Coast. Maybe then. Anyway, I'm going to stop complaining about that. Because on one of my favorite Twitter feeds of all times, We Rate Dogs, at dog_rates, they had, because, I mean, these firefighters, oh my God, there have been a bunch of videos going, like there was the one where they're flying the huge, huge, like water cargo plane, and they literally, have you seen this? I mean, talk about aviator porn.
I have.
Like, they skim the freaking water.
Yeah.
With balls of steel, scoop a bunch of it up, and then just have this like full-bellied, beefy airplane full of water. Yep. And just like, I mean, it looks like they barely even make it back into the air, and then they go and dump it on some water, and then they do it again. Like, I was like, those people are cold-blooded.
Yeah.
But on We Rate Dogs, they had four pictures today of this dog, Kareth, because apparently they have fire department therapy dogs. And it's a golden retriever that literally just like gives them hugs before they go out, meets firefighters at the staging area, and gets pets and licks and gives hugs. And it just is like, I just kept scrolling through it. It was the best. If I could just round up a bunch of golden retrievers and take them to firefighter staging areas, that would probably be the best feeling ever.
Nothing like a golden.
So
that's
sweet.
A fact.
14
that
out of 10.
That is a fact. 14 out of 10.
Was,
that's right.
Was the great dog's rating. So thanks to those guys, honestly, and they're coming from those men and women,
all
those
over.
People who are, they're coming from all over, from states all around us to fight these fires. Yep. And I mean, I'm grateful because it's bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Okay.
And on the plus side, the lightning didn't come.
What?
So we're going to go on that.
Oh, that's true.
Happy note.
That's true.
The lightning
that is true.
Didn't come.
All right.
Woo.
Well, so look,
okay.
For my part, I was not so happy this Monday, but you know what? Sometimes that's what you get. Sometimes it's what you get.
I mean, as we keep saying, nobody expects that you're going to be fine.
Mondays are hard. Mondays are just hard, I guess. Anyway, we're back tomorrow with the big show, the Daily Show, the Deep Dive. We're going to do a little bit of stock market economy disconnect and figure out what the what there, because, oh my goodness, just today, more records. Thank you very much. Bananas. Even as tens of millions of people are out of jobs. In the meanwhile, questions and comments come to us. You know where to do it. MakeMeSmart@Marketplace.org. And we're back tomorrow.
We are.
I believe.
I'm excited about that show. I'm really glad we're doing this.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Yeah.
I look forward to learning some things.
Yep.
Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Ben Hethcote is our video producer. And Ethan Peretz is our video intern. I'm going to start calling Tony Wagner our pumpkin spice producer also. And Erica Phillips writes our newsletter and the skills that you consume when you ask your smart speaker to tell you to make me smart.
Charlton Thorpe engineered today. Ben Talladay and Daniel Ramirez wrote the theme music. Bridget Bodner is a senior producer. Star Nieves, who does still work here, is the executive director on the band. For now, I mean, I guess.
Look at that. 13 minutes and I had two stories. You are a low energy friend.
I know, I know. I didn't have it today. I couldn't do it today. I got nothing.
I got you, man.
All right. Back tomorrow. We'll do it again. Better. Do it again, but better.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.